This is Louis Navalier. It's Wednesday, April 22nd. Well, obviously, folks, this is a very good day for us. GE Vernova's up sharply. Just so you know, what's going on is their orders received in the first quarter were double their sales. So their order backlog is ridiculous. And that's what's driving this whole data center boom. These companies book all these orders, and then they eventually show up as sales and earnings. So that's why GE Vernova's doing so well. That's why Bloom Energy last week gapped up. So we got a lot to be happy about. You might notice the gold stocks are doing much better today. The central banks around the world have to continue buying gold. Because they're having issues with some of their treasury operations. You know, France, for example, lost money on the treasury securities it had. They had used their gold reserves to offset those losses. So central banks now own more gold reserves than U.S. treasuries. And foreigners hold $9.5 trillion in U.S. treasuries, a record amount. Okay, so so enjoy earnings season. We're having fun. This is what it's all about. Vertiv Holdings also announced it's not up today. They did beat the guide higher, but their sales were in line. But it'll be fine. Vertiv already run up, and so that stock's going to be fine. Don't even worry about it. In fact, it's a good buy if you want to buy something that's not up today. The other comment I have is, you know, obviously President Trump has this indefinite ceasefire because we got to figure out who's in charge in Iran. There's the original guy he was talking to, the mayor of Tehran, and then the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard. And apparently there's this internal power struggle within Iran, so it's hard to negotiate when you don't know who's in charge. So what this blockade's going to do, it's probably going to hurt Iranian oil production even after things are resolved, because Iran doesn't have a lot of storage. So that means the wellheads are going to have to be closed, and reopening those is not easy, okay? So that means that they're going to be like Russia. You know, Russia's oil production has fallen dramatically, partially because Ukraine's been bombing their facilities, but the other thing is they're just not getting the maintenance and everything they normally need. So Iran's going to be in that conundrum if and when the blockade's over and we have a permanent ceasefire agreement. So this will be interesting, but clearly President Trump's trying to defuse the situation, and that's where we're at. And meantime, we're sweeping for mines. We'll see if the Strait of Hormuz can get open. Iran can try to fire on ships, but that's not going to be a good solution long term. And again, Israel's been killing most of the IRGC leaders, but some new leaders have popped up, and those people might be killed sooner than later. But in the meantime, the IRGC is still trying to extort money from anything and everything, and that's no way to run a country, okay? In fact, that's how Cuba's run. In Cuba, if you have a successful business, you get visited by the Cuban military, and you now work for them. So this is fascinating to watch, but the U.S. has emerged as the oasis. Now, one other thing, Brussels, which is, of course, where the European Union is headquartered, is trying to implement all these electrification plans to counter the problem with the energy shortage, and of course that is totally futile. So pushing electrification isn't going to solve the jet fuel crisis that just caused Lufthansa to cancel 20,000 short-haul flights. Now those flights weren't profitable anyway, so they decided to cancel permanently. And the country in Europe that's probably in the best shape is Italy, because they get most of their oil from Libya and Nigeria, and so it doesn't have to go through the Strait of Hormuz. So Italy's going to have jet fuel and energy and other countries like Germany are struggling. So as we step back and look at the world now, the U.S. is the oasis. The U.S. is in charge of all the crude oil markets around the world. And that's why there were 121 tankers headed to the Gulf of America. And I don't know if this was part of the master plan, but it is now. And we're probably going to have high oil prices through until the fall when worldwide demand drops off. But it's fascinating times we're in, and the economic growth is real. We will definitely hit our 5% economic growth no later than the third quarter. Could hit it this quarter with record energy exports and all the, of course, the AI productivity gains. And that's what our new Fed chairman, Kevin Warsh, likes to talk about. Now, he, of course, is, I think he'll be confirmed. I realize Elizabeth Warren called him a sock puppet yesterday, but that was funny, you know, and I don't think he took it too personally. And that was, of course, anticipated. One last comment I have is that, you know, it's been stunning so far in April, just stunning. And the earnings estimates for the rest of the year are even better. So get used to this, folks, okay? This only happens every three decades or so. And as far as I'm concerned, this year's exactly like 1999. And obviously our top portfolio is up 115 that year. So we're going to earn a lot of money, and we're having a lot of fun, and I hope you are too. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navelier.